In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
About 2 months after 9/11, back in 2001, the stock market tanked. The Dow was hovering around 7,000. This week, the Dow is cruising happily along at around 26,000. With compounding, an investment 17 years ago could be worth a fortune today. The Fed this week just raised the prime lending rate another 0.25%, so your CDs and savings accounts should be doing better. Let me put it another way. If you could go back to the late 80s and invest in Microsoft, or the late 90s and invest in Amazon, would you invest just a few bucks? Or would you throw in everything you had? You can see I'm trying to get the last bit of banking out of my system here. Today, the epistle is about investing. Paul says, "The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." If you could go back to the first public offering and invest a simple 10 bucks in Amazon, today it would be worth $12,000. Your $10 bill would be worth $12,000. But if you had put in everything you had, every spare penny, you'd be a gazillionaire today. That's what Paul's talking about. The more you put out there, the more you sow, the greater the return and the greater the harvest. The more will be there to grow. Now, in the context of the epistle, the Apostle Paul, he's initially actually talking about money. It's about collecting money for the churches. And he's saying, be a cheerful giver. If you want your church to thrive, don't be chintzy. You got to give bountifully and just see how well your church does. But as Paul often does, he gets off on one topic and his mind goes off in another. Or maybe more accurately, he often starts on the practical and then moves to the spiritual. And it's really no different here. He starts talking about donating to churches and that God will multiply the gifts. And next thing you know, he's talking about things spiritual. He says, may he multiply the fruits of your righteousness. He was first talking about money. Suddenly he's talking about the fruits of your righteousness. He's off topic on to investing and sowing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of righteousness, because that's what we're about in the first place. That's why we're here. That's why Christ sows this kingdom, is for the fruits of righteousness. And Paul's saying, may God increase the fruits of your righteousness. In other words, the presence and the power of God to all people. When you show someone kindness, you're not just giving kindness to them. You're not just giving kindness away. You're sowing kindness. You're investing kindness, and the kindness is going to grow. God will increase the fruits of your righteousness. It will grow in them and it will grow in you. It is an investment that will multiply. You know, I've had times in my life where it seems like life is coming at me from 12 different directions, or maybe 40 different directions all at the same time. And Michelle's there investing her peace in me. She didn't just give it away. The peace she sows grows. God multiplies it first in me, and then I hope is able to do the same for each of you. What you feel becomes part of what someone else feels. Our family got to see one of our favorite musical groups over the weekend. It's an artistic indie band from Wisconsin, Viroqua to be exact, called Cloud Cult. Now, don't let the name scare you. They're actually a very creative, artistic band, often have a message of spiritual healing. They have this one song called Chain Reaction about how things can cause other things to happen. There's a line in there that says, put out fear and they'll feel fear, but put out love and they'll feel love. In other words, the fruits you share, the fruits you sow, grow. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. God multiplies the fruits of your righteousness. Now, earlier I asked, if you could go back and invest in Microsoft or Amazon, how much would you invest? Now, logically, you'd put in everything you could. But there's a reason we don't throw all our money into a single stock today. Because we don't have the advantage of going back in time. We don't know which stocks ahead of time will fly and which will tank, so we have to be cautious. But with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, with the fruits of righteousness, there is no risk. You can't lose. God multiplies the fruits of your righteousness no matter what. What you sow will grow. Even if it doesn't grow in the other person, it'll grow in you. In the gospel, we heard Jesus say, give without hoping to get anything in return. Lend, do good without expecting anything back, because even if you do that, it's going to grow in yourself. But sometimes it will also grow in the other person. Now, every one of us knows someone that could use a little more love, or a little more joy, or a little more peace, or a little patience, or a little kindness. I'm going to give you some homework. The message of the gospel is not just to make us feel good on Sunday morning. The message of the gospel is to go out there, out into the world, and do it. So I want you to think of that someone who could use a little extra love, or extra joy, or extra peace, or extra patience, or extra kindness. Think about who just popped into your head, or maybe more than one person. Your homework is to go do that. To go invest the gifts of the Holy Spirit in that person. And brothers and sisters, there's no risk. You're not going to lose that. You're not going to lose the gifts of God. You can't lose peace. You can't lose joy. You can't lose kindness by sharing them. What you sow will grow. Now, they might not respond right away. Matt planted soybeans this past May next to the church. They're only now getting ready to be harvested. It's taken months. That Amazon investment I mentioned 20 years ago. So sometimes it takes time in the fruits you invest in somebody else. But don't wait another day. Today's the day to act. Put out love, and they'll feel love. And maybe eventually love will grow in them. Remember, God multiplies the fruit of your righteousness so bountifully, because what you sow will grow. Amen.